So here's the thing. You might have thought if you were listening to the radio show that I was here all by myself tonight. I'm not here all by myself tonight. I have someone else who's here with me.
It's true.
It's true. It's a true fact.
It's all true.
I was not even lying to you. It's 10 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Here at On the Town with Mikey D, we have a concert report, and it happens on Wednesday nights at 10:20 p.m.
10:20-ish.
10:20-ish p.m.
Indeed.
So it's happening, and when it happens thanks to Suze.
That's me.
Yeah.
Another true statement.
It's another true statement.
Lately, I have been recording my concert report.
That's true.
But tonight, I am here.
It is not pre-programmed. It is here live and in the flesh and in person for you, Miss Suze.
It's true.
Is it Miss Suze or Ms. Suze?
I think it's just Suze.
Okay. Just Suze.
But you can, I mean, I'll accept.
All lowercase?
No. Well, once upon a time, it was spelled, well, I'm not even going to say. The friend who gave me the nickname in 1997, it's a while ago, it was S00Z, which is very precious. But I quickly...
That is adorable, but it was very 1997. I hope that you were a hacker.
I wasn't, but it's a friend that I met on a BBS back in the day, in the early days of the internets.
Is BBS kind of like...
Bulletin board system?
Okay.
It was a thing once upon a time. I could go on, but I don't want to bore anyone. But anyway, I changed it to S00Z. It was actually all lowercase for a while. It's true.
But it's not all uppercase.
No, it is not. You don't have to yell when you say my name.
Suze!
No. I mean, you can if you want.
But like a gentle Suze.
Yes. Okay. That's
and there's
that's
no
fine.
Miss, there's no Ms.
I mean, there can be. Whatever you want.
There's, you know, all right. And if I'm writing it down, there's no sort of... Do you ever do like sparkles or like stars flying out of the sides?
No.
Wings?
No. There's also no IE or Y.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no. Yeah. That is one rule I was aware of already, almost through osmosis. It's like
Indeed.
You told me your name, and like Johnny Carson holding the card up to his forehead when he was wearing that turban, I just knew. I was like, you know what? This is not an E, IE, Y, I with a little heart on top situation. No.
Indeed.
So Suze is here to bring you the concert report.
In summary.
Yes. In summary, brackets, Suze.
And if you're a Boston band brackets. And you have a show that's coming up
yes.
after next Wednesday, you should go to the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page and send us a message so that I can make sure to include you in my next report. That's how that works.
Yes. And this report will be covering...
Tomorrow through next Wednesday.
So get excited. There's only a few more songs left until you get to hear it. That right there was the Knockups' Where My Love. And I'm going to play some more music. But when we come back, it's going to be time. So I hope you're stoked. Because I know I am. This is Dire Phaser with Kosobiru, which I probably did not pronounce that correctly. Also no IE in there off their album Trio.
Thank you.
The brilliant Carissa Johnson there, Only Roses, off her album, Only Roses. Boom. Plumeray before that, Cobra, off their album Poisoned. And Dire Phaser started us off with Kosobiru off their album Trio.
Did you say Plumeray? Isn't that a band from the early 2000s? Or is that a newer one? How do you spell that?
Plumerai.
I remember that band from the early 2000s.
I know this band from the early 2010s.
Fascinating.
It could very well be the same band.
indeed.
That I don't know. But Suze, do you know what time it is?
It is 10:21 and 33 seconds.
Do you know what that means?
I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. That's Thursday, January 24th through Wednesday, January 30th. First up for tomorrow, Thursday, January 24th, if you like post-punk rock, 90s pop punk, Riot Girl, and queercore, then you're going to want to be in Lowell tomorrow night at Uncharted to see Cookbag, Basement Sessions, Lousy, Condition Baker, and Cherry Brat. They're in Lowell at 8 p.m. For indie, Americana, and power pop, tomorrow night in Salem, my favorite Boston songwriter, David Mirabella of the Rationales, is performing solo at Gulu Gulu Cafe, and that's at 9 p.m. tomorrow in Salem. And it's an evening of folk and Americana duets tomorrow night with Ian Fitzgerald and Rachel Sumner at Atwood's in Cambridge. They'll be playing songs from their upcoming EP, Sing Me an Old Tune, and that's coming out on February 14th. Katie Jones opens the night at 9:30 tomorrow at Atwood's. For rock, soul, and R&B, this Thursday, tomorrow night, Jesse Williams and his all-star band welcome back Nefrock to Monotony Grill on Mass Ave in Arlington. That's at 9:15 p.m. Also performing are Bruce Bears and someone's last name that I'm not going to pronounce correctly, Mark Texiera, possibly. And then another one for tomorrow night, Sierra and Andrew from Newburyport art rock band Unnamed Colors are performing as a duo at the Rising Bar in Cambridge tomorrow night, and that's at 10 p.m. One more for tomorrow night, rock, jam, funk, and blues. It's the Baker Thomas Band. They have a Thursday residency at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And now we're on to February. Or sorry, did I just say February instead of Friday?
You're just excited. I'm excited too.
If I were recording this, I would have stopped and restarted my recording. But I can't do that because I'm here live tonight. So yes, indeed. All right. Friday, January 25th for country, blues, early rock and roll inspired music. You can see Ward Haydon and the Outliers, formerly Girls, Guns, and Glory, who I've loved for many years. Love those guys, and I'm very excited to see the name change. They're at City Winery in Boston on Friday at 8 p.m. with the Swinging Stakes. And then another one for Friday, Corin Ashley, the Rationales, and Minky Starshine are at Union Tavern, formerly PA's Lounge, in Union Square, Somerville, on Friday, 8 to 11 p.m. And I'm very curious to see how different, because it's the same people.
I want them to still have the flugelhorn.
I did not know there was a flugelhorn in that room. That's interesting. I'm curious to know if it's really that different, but we can find out on Friday. And then one more in Union Square, Somerville, on Friday night. Singer-songwriter Jay Sorrows and his band are celebrating the release of their latest album, along with Sam Luke Chase and JSN Groove at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, on Friday night at 8 p.m. Sketchbook. It's a live music series curated by Cliff Notes. He's a Boston Music Award 2018 New Artist of the Year. This new series on the last Friday of the month at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge features a lineup of artists from Greater Boston whose music is rooted in hip-hop. And this month's feature includes Cliff Notes himself with Optic Bloom and Luke Bars. Next up for Saturday, January 26th, Session Americana is at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, with Duke Levine and Mary Amsterberg, and that's Harvard Square, Club Passim. There are two shows on Saturday night. One starts at 5 p.m. and the second show starts at 7 p.m. And they're also playing two shows the next night on Sunday. For an early all-ages hip-hop show, head to Central Square, Cambridge on Saturday to see Oompa and Kotoko Brass at 6:30 p.m. Old Jack's Last Saturday returns to the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge for their monthly residency. Saturday night includes The Dents and Red Chord. It starts at 8:30 p.m. For rock, Delta Blues, Psycho Delta Low Rock, it's, of course, Vapors of Morphine at Atwood's Tavern on Saturday. That's in Cambridge at 10 p.m. The band includes former members of Morphine, along with guitarist Jeremy Lyons. And for this show, Tom Airy is filling in for drummer Daron Dupree. And then one more for Saturday, Roots Rock singer-songwriter Mike Hastings and his band return to Toad on Saturday in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Sunday, January 27th. Lisa Bastoni and Sean Staples are at Stubblebine Luthery from 4 to 6 p.m. in Somerville. Sean Staples has been a presence on the Cambridge Somerville music scene for over 20 years. He's been a member of the Resophonics, Tim Guerin Band, Todd Thibault Band, and Session Americana. Lisa Bastoni is an Americana singer-songwriter who released her album The Wishing Hour in 2017 after a 10-year break. So you can see them at the Stubblebine Luthier on Sunday. And speaking of Session Americana, they are at Club Passim again. They were there on Saturday, and they return on Sunday with Duke Levine and Mary Amsterberg in Harvard Square, Cambridge. And like I mentioned, there are two shows on Saturday, and there are also two shows on Sunday night, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. For some pop, electronic rock, post-grunge, and new wave, go see Parlor Bells and the Daylilies. They're at the Burr and Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville, on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And if you'd like to see a band that describes themselves as four on the floor EBM for nerds, then you should go to O'Brien's in Alston on Sunday night to see the Gothsicles. That's my favorite band name of this concert report for this week. They're joined by Trans Dusk, Big Time Kill, Morris Black, and Sawtooth at 8 p.m. on Sunday at O'Brien's in Alston. Greg Klima and friends perform at Americana Sunday at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. And then one more for Sunday. For some dreamy pop, go see Simone Burke, who was here earlier chatting with Pam. Simone has a couple bands, Sugar Snow and Kid Gulliver. She'll be performing as a duo at Koto's acoustic series on Sunday in Salem. Other musicians playing that night include Orange Nicole, Riley Somack, and Maximilian Wentz. That's 7 to 9:30 p.m., and it is all ages over in Salem. And now we're on to Monday, January 28th. Matt Heaton's Toddler Billy Takeover returns to Once Ballroom on Monday next week from 5 to 7 p.m., so you can bring your kids for some dancing fun. For emo folk, punk pop, and hardcore bedroom pop, you can go see Edward Glenn. He's performing solo. Little Musket, Your Diary, and Broadband. That's 8 p.m. at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. I'll confess I didn't have time to look up exactly what the hardcore bedroom pop band sounded like, but maybe that's something we need to check out. How do you feel about that, Pam?
I'm excited by all of those words.
Indeed, indeed. And then also for shoegaze, folk, and ambient, and gritty emo punk, It's my favorite named music series, Mondays Don't Have to Suck, at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge. Next week features Milk, Pet Fox, Awful Din, and Husbands at 8 p.m. Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas have a weekly residency called Downbeat Monday, and next week's special guest is guitarist Duke Levine. So he is making the rounds. He's going to be at Club Passim with Session Americana, and then he will be with the Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas at Downbeat Monday. It's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Sinclair's front room in Harvard Square, Cambridge. The White Owls are a goddamn delightful Boston supergroup comprised of Dennis Brennan, Tim Guerin, Steve Sadler, Jim Haggerty, and Andy Plaisted. You can see them at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, next Monday at 9:30 p.m. And now we're on to Tuesday, January 29th. For reggae, go to Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Tuesday to see the Ghetto People Band. They perform two sets, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and the kitchen's open till 10, and it is Taco Tuesday, and the tacos are generally pretty tasty. For some intergalactic death metal, on Tuesday, you can see the Beast of Nod at Wonder Bar in Alston on Tuesday next week, along with Begat the Nephilim, I'm pronouncing these names wrong, A Fitting Revenge, and Graviton. That's 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Wonder Bar in Alston. And if music that's best described as Ray Charles and Tom Waits on a pirate ship with Sun Ra and Captain Beefheart, then you should definitely go see one of my favorites, the Blue Ribbons at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, next Tuesday at 10 p.m. And I have one more installment of shows for you. Wednesday, January 30th, two shows for you. The next installment of Bella Luna's new series called Bella Luna for Lovers is next Wednesday and features jazz standards by Paul Sherbin Quartet featuring Maya Nicole. That's 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. next week at Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain. And then every Wednesday at the Lizard Lounge, the Dennis Brennan Band play two sets, 9:30 and 11 p.m. over in Cambridge. The middle set next week features indie rock band Sifter. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. If you're in a Boston band and you have a show coming up after January 30th, you should reach out to us on Facebook at On the Town with Mikey D's Facebook page and let us know in a private message so I can include you in the following week.
Beautiful.
Shazam.
Shazam, Suze.
It's all happening.
Thank you very much for your weekly concert report with Suze.
Cheers.
Thank you for providing the musical background there. Federico Balducci off his album Pluto. That song was so cool. French is not my first, second, or third language, so I'm not very good at that, and I apologize. However, but you know what language I do speak, Suze?
What's that?
It's the language of music.
I just walked into that.
Boom. Speaking of which, we live in person just for you in Studio D right now. We have Dogtooth. That is Nick, David, and Chris coming at you live. Dogtooth now.
Hi. Well, you used to be Dogtooth, but now for the rest of our illustrious career, we are going to be a hardcore bedroom pump. Gotta be kidding me. Whoa!
bullet hole inside your head to blow your brain down. But there's something I would do. If not an awful lot to prove. You say you lost your faith. I think you're full of grace. We'll be right back.
this is fun.